Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Classroom Innovators. I'm James, and with me is my ever-insightful co-host Lisa. Today, we're diving into something every teacher is searching for: how to design clear, repeatable lessons and simple daily routines that not only save time, but also boost learning across every grade and subject.
Hi, James. Hi, everyone. This is such a crucial topic. Teachers spend so much time planning, and sometimes it feels like you're reinventing the wheel every day. Today's approach promises to make that process more efficient and effective, doesn't it?
Absolutely. What's really interesting is that this method blends core ideas from the Indian Knowledge System, IKS, with Finnish pedagogy. So it's not just about efficiency. It's also about respecting cultural context and ensuring everything is evidence-based and child-centered.
Right, and I love that it's practical. Teachers will actually get a classroom-ready lesson plan template, step-by-step design guidance, and some daily routines they can start using tomorrow. No more waiting around for the perfect moment, you can just dive in.
Exactly. And to make it even more hands-on, the course includes a full K-12 library of lesson plans in maths, science, and social studies. For instance, there's a healthy habits sequence tailored for different grades, from 3 to 5, all the way to 11 to 12. These examples help you see the template at work across ages and subjects.
That's so helpful. Seeing how a template adapts for different contexts is invaluable. And it's not just dry plans either. There are short classroom motivation stories and activity starters too, like the math stories for K2, 3 to 5, and 6 to 8, which really model those opening routines that spark curiosity in students.
It's a clever way to get students engaged right from the start. And speaking of engagement, there are materials and examples from the online course at demo.lxp.fi, which also offer blended learning ideas and ways for teachers to upskill themselves.
I had a look at that site. The blended learning tips are brilliant, especially for teachers who are juggling in-person and online classes. Now, let's talk about the core principles behind this approach. One thing that stood out to me is how it treats the Indian knowledge system as contextual cultural knowledge. Teachers are encouraged to foster questioning and comparison, not just present it as unquestionable truth.
Yes, and that's so important. The balance here is key. Lessons are framed with scientific and evidence-based explanations, with a real focus on how students think and arrive at answers. The aim isn't to ritualize or replace modern science, nor to invoke religious authority in the classroom.
That's a really inclusive approach. It allows students to see the value of their cultural context while still grounding their learning in evidence and critical thinking. Shall we talk about how the lesson is actually organized?
Let's do it. So teachers are shown the full lesson plan template with clear design steps. The course walks you through practical routines, smooth transitions, differentiation techniques, and quick assessment for learning checks. And each step is demonstrated using those ready-made lesson plans and motivation stories.
Which means you're not just getting theory, you're seeing real examples you can copy, adapt, and use straight away. That's so much more effective for busy teachers.
Definitely. And by the end of this lesson, teachers will be able to produce a complete, repeatable daily lesson that works across all grades. They'll know how to run smooth transitions and routines that minimize downtime and behavior issues.
Plus, they'll have tools to quickly differentiate activities so every learner in the classroom can engage. And those quick formative checks, so important for guiding your teaching in real time.
You know, Lisa, what I really like is how flexible this approach is. If teachers want, after this lesson, they can even get the examples converted into printable, grade-wise lesson plans, mapped to CBSE or ICSE outcomes, or even a formal teacher handbook or observation checklists. It's all about making life easier and more effective for teachers.
That's fantastic. So whether you're new to teaching or a seasoned professional, there's something here to make your planning easier, your routines smoother, and your lessons more inclusive and impactful.
Well said. If you're interested in these resources or want to know more about implementing them in your own classroom, do check out the course link. And as always, we'd love to hear how you get on. Your stories help inspire other teachers too.
Absolutely. That's it for today's episode. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone. Until next time, keep learning and keep innovating in your classroom.